This year's New York legislative session has been volatile. The state capitol has seen an unusual number of protests and arrests over issues like funding for legal services and taxes. Karen DeWitt reports.
Vocal New York, the group behind some of the protests, was formed in the 1980s to advocate for people living with AIDS and HIV. The group's Jeremy Sanders explained that they would like Governor Cuomo, a more moderate Democrat, to push harder for issues, including an expanded millionaire's tax and the money for legal services.
We don't want to be harsh on the governor.
He says Cuomo backs keeping an income tax surcharge on all New Yorkers who earn more than $1 million, which is set to expire later this year. But the group and some other Democrats want more higher income tax brackets for people making more than $5 million and over $10 million, up to $100 million a year. They say it could pay for the legal services, help house the homeless, and fund better education and end inequities in public schools.
The governor has given soaring rhetoric about his progressive goals and his aspirations, and often he has not lived up to them. Behind closed doors, many of us know that he has opposed progressive policy changes that he has later adopted, often watering them down.
Cuomo is pushing for an alternative plan to fund legal services, but he said recently that too many taxes would cause an exodus of rich people from the state.
The fear is that you could raise taxes so high that people leave the state. And I do believe there's a tipping point.
And Cuomo's spokesman has said the groups are focusing on the wrong target and are letting their performance art override the facts. More actions and perhaps arrests are expected at the Capitol in March as the April 1 budget deadline draws near. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.